What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
It's about that time of the day when we get to scream, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Lagos.
Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's 10 minutes or 9 minutes gone past the hour of 10 o'clock. Welcoming you to the show that adds so much spice. Not a little, not medium, a lot of spice. Pepper, tomatoes, Maggi, everything inside. Early morning stew.
We're making stew.
Sauce.
That goes with everything.
Please add juice.
Juicy coming on the side. Good morning, Lagos, and welcome to the show. I am Mariana Cohn, the very darling sweethearts that you need on the air every morning. Uh-huh. I come here with the spice because me, myself, a tarado is what you get every morning from 10 a.m. till 12. And of course, I don't do this alone because we have an all-star girl cast.
Yeah. Destiny Girls.
Nancy, the fanciest one, is also here this morning.
Good morning, Lagos. What's up, Lagos? Woo!
And of course, my pink haired Barbie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
But Fetha, though, I like when Marianne says she was bringing the whole Atarado vibe. Like, she came into work this morning looking like, oh my God.
It's live right
you
now.
Are hot, girl. Wearing. You are one hot baby girl.
Thank you. Oh my God.
What's coming down?
All right, good morning, Lagos. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I know. People look forward to Friday.
I feel like I look forward to Saturday.
I don't know about you guys. I look forward to the Friday night into Saturday.
So Friday, I agree with you. The Friday night. You get to sleep in a bit.
Anyway,
to all those who are Muslim faithfuls, we love you, we appreciate you, and happy Salah in the making. Happy Salah to you guys. Look, I have 2 Salah dates.
You do?
As in dates with the meat.
No.
I like how she said it. She's been honest.
Date with the meat.
I mean, so I'm excited.
But when you say date with the meat, though.
I mean,
it's money, ratio. Good morning. These three men are not going to put me to trouble. Anyway, I'm Mariana Cohn. From now till 12 o'clock, we're going to be having the best conversations. Not too serious, not too boring. Mm-hmm. We're just going to have fun. And always we talk about issues that you can relate with. Because you know
absolutely.
What? We're down to earth. Mm-hmm. We're hot like that.
Yes.
But then we spice up your morning.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So, one thing that I noticed, I heard people having a conversation yesterday. I think we were having the conversation yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about it.
About why Nigerians don't say their age. Hmm. Why doesn't it come naturally to us?
It's a thing.
Why do you just say, if somebody just says, so you know, when were you born? What does that mean? Why are you asking me my age?
Call my name. Don't call
what,
the caller.
What does that mean? Why are you trying to ask me my age?
Marianne.
What are you insinuating now?
Shoot your shot with your bushes.
Yeah, look at me in the eyeball.
You're one of them.
Because I know you're talking to me, so talk
oh
to
my
me.
God.
You know, in my language, they say that a person that has done something wrong is running when they are not pursuing their
aim. Exactly.
Excuse me, sister, why are you running away?
Absolutely.
Why are you running?
I'm sitting.
No, but sincerely, what is it with us and telling people our age? I remember I used to have a boss that used to be really concerned about why I would celebrate my birthday and put my age on social media.
Why shouldn't you though?
And I, for a second, I paused and thought like, why wouldn't I? Why shouldn't I?
Yeah.
What's wrong with... It's my age, or the age is my age.
But I know, like, a lot of... let me rephrase this. Some Nigerian celebrities, like in Nollywood, you hear them saying, oh, that's not her real age, or we know her real... It's like, it's... I think some of them take their age down in take it down because they don't
so
want
they have
to be exactly
don't
know
say
like
so they are football age.
They are too old to be in Nollywood.
It's football age.
I think I see that.
Yeah.
But why? Because I think that you know, your age is you.
They should look up for me though, but it's always there. It's always an issue. There's somebody's always dragging one person. Like, okay. That's not your real age. Somebody's celebrating their birthday and they go like, oh, I'm 32. They'll be like, this one that I've been acting fin since 1973 is 32.
I don't they have a right to say that. They do have a right to say that.
Yeah, because like, come on, let's be real with this.
That's
age
one of the disadvantages of saying your age, because when you decide to declare one age now,
why are you declaring age that is not your age in the first instance?
What I want to be aged. I think that's the age I want to age.
That's deceitful though.
Feta, you have to, if you're using your government name, use your government age.
Exactly.
In other words, the age that your papa and your mama put
that goes with your birth certificate.
See, seriously, there are different reasons why people do things. For me, I feel like if I'm in a room and somebody throws their age in your face 2 times or 5 times in a 5 minutes conversation, they're trying to make you feel like I'm not your mate.
No, you have low self-esteem.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, it's not low self-esteem.
If I keep talking about how old I am, it's because I'm proud to be that old and hot.
Marianne, try to get me in context. We're having a conversation.
Please, what's the context?
The context is we're having a conversation. And for every time, I'm not going to be attacked. I'm just feeling like, why are you telling me?
Imagine.
I'm just saying, Professor, some people have that.
Imagine, like, you meet a guy and he has the same ideologies that you do, and he's way younger than you, and you eventually get married.
No, like, I don't get that. Can you reiterate that?
Like say the guy says he's
I don't remember.
The guy says he's 22. And in reality, 17. He's 17.
No, that one is different.
Right?
If we're having a relationship, we have to know how old we are.
No, because he shares your ideology. He doesn't want you to look down at him.
Okay, different.
Hold on,
it's
guys. Let me tell you a real life situation. I have a colleague. I love her. I'm not going to call her name. She makes fun of it now that she's older. She said when she met her husband, she didn't give him the real age.
Why?
So she said, she said it in pidgin, and my pidgin is terrible, so I'll just leave it at that. She said, so she told him another age, a younger age, and when they got married, she then said, she speaks like the best, she's from Bayelsa, she speaks the best English. She said she finally told him that.
Excuse me.
She said, that age, I tell you that time.
It's not the real one.
Just Peshimele, make her tell you the real age. and her husband was like,
how could you?
Auntie, but you see, some people, her husband took it really well. Some people would not.
Yeah, somebody else might be like, you
at that point, they begin
person.
To have trust issues with you.
Yeah, once so, okay.
So why do we have a problem with just saying how old we are?
Okay.
I mean, what's wrong with that? Because after all, age will still tell on you, whether you like it or not.
Exactly.
But do you agree with me that in the Nigerian society, people tend to respect you based on age? That's one part of equality, right?
Well,
or inequality,
I don't understand
rather.
That.
People tend
that
to respect
too.
You based on. I have a friend. She's 20 and she's very smart. She's strong. She's just name it. Now, because she has this very big, she grew up fast.
Yeah.
She tends to make friends with people that are like older than her, and they don't know they're older than her, but she just have conversations. She's smart, so people tend to want to have conversations with her because she has great insights on things. And she throws her age around easily, not because she's trying to make you feel, oh, I'm young and I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, well, see, for example, I'm 20. I clocked 20 last year. And they're like, you're 20? The next thing she realizes that because she has told them their real age, they begin to try to boss her around.
No,
or
those
for
people
example,
have problems.
They
no,
say,
no, no.
Okay, maybe
Feta,
they come into a room and she's sitting down. Someone
I need
is
you
standing.
To always remember
I'm just
this.
Saying,
you cannot handle.
That's not my reason.
You cannot control. No, sorry, not handle. You cannot control how people
would respond to you.
No, would make you feel.
Okay.
Well,
exactly.
You can control how you handle it.
Yeah.
Again, I think that we can't also use a handful of shallow people
to judge.
Permit me to use
exactly.
that
exactly.
To judge the whole
exactly
bunch of people that are
be
that
yourself,
reason,
be who you are, take it
can
the way you want
reason?
To take it, and handle it the way you want to.
Worked with. Been with, made friends with people who are way older than me.
Yeah, older and younger as well.
And they respect me for my age.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But then there are also people who feel good when they put other people down
because
they don't
of
have what
age.
You have.
Feta, do you know
and
what I do?
That's their way of
Mary,
getting
I'm sorry,
to your level.
Like, I was talking to some group of women, like, people I call my friends are older than me, interestingly. And like people that are my homies, they are older than me. And I was sitting with them sometime and I was talking and I said my age and the gentleman is like, you should be calling me auntie.
Mm-hmm.
Shebi's auntie you want, it will make you an auntie.
Ekaboma.
I'll make you feel very stupid for even saying that in the first instance. It doesn't take off anything. It doesn't mean I'm not going to have a constructive conversation with you.
Yeah.
And talking about this, age thing. There's a story you shared with me. I'd like for you to read out that story.
What story is that?
About the girl who went to visit the guy and his mom was sweeping.
Let me just say the story. But before that, let me say why I do not say my age. I feel like there has to be a context why you're asking. If you're not asking me because...
forget the context.
Me, I'm just saying. Because when she started this show, she fired me two bullets.
She did not. You just sat down on your own and three bullets hit you.
Two bullets. Now my chest is spinning me.
It was three bullets. Marianne, was it not three bullets?
It wasn't straight.
Let me just say the story.
I'm going to paraphrase a lot. So, can we go now?
Mm-hmm.
The story. Now, there's this.
I found the story.
No, you did.
I'm going to read it. So, this guy posted on social media that he said, and I quote, "I knew I was done with this girl when she visited me at home.
Okay.
My mom was sweeping the living room, and this girl literally raised her leg for her mom." For my mom to sweep under them. When mom was done, she pointed at the door, "Leave my house." And he now says, "Now let's get serious. Who raised all these girls?" Hold on. Another person responds to him saying, "Who is this girl? What is your relationship with her? Why is your mom sweeping when there is a visitor there? Where were you? Mm-hmm. Why did you not collect the broom and sweep?"
What?
Yes.
I like the way but you wanted her to take the broom from your mom and sweep. She's better off without people like you.
Nah.
Who expect visitors to sweep their home.
Nah. No. Hold
That's
up.
That's a debate.
Hold up, Miriam.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wait.
Round one.
But I'm sure this is an African situation.
Ding, 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 ding. Round one.
It's a cultural thing. I'm not going to sit down there and watch an older person sweeping and I'll be like, "Sorry, ma, can I help?" That's me, though. It's a perception and it's a personal thing. Like,
can you visit me every day because we need a sweeper? I would pretend
it's not your mom that was. It's not you.
Excuse me, we need a sweeper. I will just tell my auntie, "Can you hold the broom and do as if you want to sweep?"
If it's your auntie,
sweep for us.
Interestingly, that was how I got tooked.
Wow.
Because I went to the in-law I have
tips,
today,
tips.
It was her house.
Okay, I don't need these tips.
Hold up. So I was
fancy Nancy, let's go.
I went on a holiday with my friend, and today the lady's her auntie's my in-law. So she's so she was actually sweeping. Interestingly, she was sweeping. So I'm like, "Oh, auntie, let me help you." So I took the broom from her. Like, I didn't even have any intention of nothing. And I swept, and she's like, "Oh, my nephew's going to marry this very nice girl." Holla, she's my in-law today.
Wow. It doesn't work for everyone.
Congratulations.
Do you know that in the process of sweeping, somebody would have said she doesn't even know how to bend down very well and sweep? For that reason, she's not qualified.
Well, I bent too.
I
bent
down. Problem no plenty for this Lagos lady.
Anyway,
ladies and gentlemen, it's What's Up Lagos. 21 minutes gone past the hour of 10 o'clock. Mary Anna Cohn here. And we are asking this morning, help us to debate this debate.
Yeah.
Hello. uncle is saying that this girl is not well brought up because she had not collected broom from his mother and sweep when she saw it in the shipping process.
No hope training whatsoever.
And he asked, who raising these guests? Now, excuse my pigeon. Now, this other guy is saying, who raised you this boy? How have you invited guests to come and be sweeping in your house?
His audition.
Is it good? Is this how they raise you to? In fact, these girls are better off than being with people like you who need visitors that will be sweepers. I am not a sweeper. Eh? I'm just saying it now. I will not sweep. Just so you know. Have you seen me before? I don't sweep.
I don't sweep.
No, the thing
anyway.
The
no, I'm not joking.
Yeah, the guy should have informed
it would
the girl.
I would only do that if, for example, I'm very used to that family.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm very friendly with that woman. And I'll just be like, mommy, why are you sweeping? Where's the person that sweeps this house? Because I expect that you should not let your old mom be sweeping, bending down and sweeping.
Yeah.
So you're the boy, you're irresponsible. This is me. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
Bite me.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Exactly. So everybody with their own.
Yes.
So guys, we want you to be part of this conversation. Are you for or against? And give us your reasons. Nobody's wrong. Everybody knows what they want in this
opinion.
Life and how they go about it. So let's not judge anybody. It's a judgment-free zone. No name calling. Maybe it's also a way to grab the highs of the brothers. So join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993.
or 01465-7190. Join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. What's your take? Hello, good morning. What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's up? Just alive. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Oladipo, calling from Ibadan.
All right, Digba, what do you think?
Well, it's two sides of the coin. And first of all, I want to ask the guy, where was he when his mother was sweeping? And then why is the mother sweeping when there is a visitor? He knew he was going to expect a visitor, and he did not clean the house.
Thank you. Maybe she slept over and it was morning.
That is the first. For the lady, I would have expected her to probably excuse the mom sweep properly so I can sit down well.
I like you.
Please, I'm coming to your house because from the story it looks like it's the first time.
My first time.
Then I will come and bend and start sweeping. Excuse me.
My mama raised me better than that.
Thank
you very much for calling.
Oh, my God.
Yes. One Zobo for you, sir. Thank you for calling. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we're still having this conversation. You go to a guy's house for the first time. He wants you to meet his mom. Should you start sweeping? I don't know about that. All right, let's go. It's What's Up Lagos, 34 minutes gone past the hour of 10 o'clock. Where are you, Lagos? I know people are traveling for Salah, but come inside, the door is open. Just give us the password, enter, because Wahala is brewing here. These girls are about to cut my neck off, but he cannot handle
it. As you're traveling for Salah, in case they take you to buy a money.
In case.
Please take
the
broom.
Are you allowed? No way. You cannot come and indoctrinate my queens like that.
Take the broom and
even
sweep.
My kings, excuse me. If the tables were turned and the man came to my house and saw my mother sweeping, would he take the broom and sweep? Or he would say that, no, wait, he's from men, don't you still sweep?
If he doesn't decide to help my mom or my dad do anything, then I'm going to start questioning what it would be like if I eventually end up with him.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I want to read this message again. For those who are just joining us, it's What's Up Lagos. I'm Mary Anacom, Fancy Nancy, Feta are here too. We're looking at a situation that a guy posted on social media. And of course, he's... suspicion. In fact, it's not even a suspicion. His conclusion on a girl and how she reacted to something that happened in his house. So here he goes. He says, I knew I was done with this girl when she visited me at home. Note, visited. My mom was sweeping the living room and the girl literally raised her legs and for her to sweep under them. When my mom was done, she pointed at the door saying, leave my house. Now, let's get serious, he says. Who raised all those girls? Another guy, a gentleman, responds. Who is the girl? What is your relationship with her? Why is your mom sweeping when there is a visitor there? Bam. Now, he goes on to say, where were you? Why didn't you take the broom from your mom, but you wanted her to take the broom from your mom and sweep? She's better off without people like you who expect her to sweep their homes.
Wow.
So this is a debate. You're either for or against. This is not I beg to differ. We don't have 1 million for you. But it's a great conversation because, you know, people have different kinds of rules and regulations or yardsticks they use in measuring people who
Absolutely.
They think they want to be with.
Yeah.
People who they think they should be friends with. People they think should be visiting their families or people they want their families to give a nod to.
People who they think should be meeting their moms.
Exactly. And I'm thinking... should there not be, is this not almost a thin line between desperation and getting a nod? I'm asking. Would you be considering that lady desperate if she goes to every house? I mean, I'm imagining every guy that you meet and he wants to introduce you to his mom, you call every man soup. I'm just saying.
No.
Some of us are different.
Do you know that when you read this message again, it just dawned on me that the guy said, I knew. What was the first
I was done.
That's not the first thing that she's been doing. She's been doing other things. maybe there's some tiny little thing that she's been doing. I said tiny little in the same sentence, but you get me, right?
Yeah.
She's been doing some things that are just irritating. And then he said that I knew I had it done.
Yeah, he was done.
Maybe. Do you get my point?
I think the part that made him so done was when she lifted her legs for his mom.
So my point is, I said
the audacity.
If I came visiting my husband's or my fiance's
house. Fessa, if a guy
did
takes
not
you,
say
no,
that she was,
no, Marianne, if a
engaged,
guy takes you home,
they were in a relationship.
If a guy takes you home to meet his mom,
yeah,
there's something there.
Yeah.
I have a story for you, dear.
Yeah.
I have a story. Before we go back, let me give you this story because I like girls like you that think like this.
Yeah, because he took tiny you
box.
Home, though.
Don't worry, honey. I gave you this story.
Free
my
of
friend.
Charge.
We used to do the morning crossfire together in Nigerian for Port Harcourt. And he told me he had a friend, a very good friend.
Yeah.
His ammo was telling girls that he was going to take them to see his mom. He had many girlfriends.
So he kept taking
that
all of them home?
That was his ammo. Because girls are... We all want to marry. We want
but
to
he kept taking all these
home.
Girls home.
Well done. Yes. But the trick is, most of these girls did not know his mom was blind.
Wow.
So he kept introducing, and these girls would be so happy that, oh my God, I met his mom. Like, oh my God, like, I think he's really serious. Like, oh my God.
I'm sorry, the mom never said, this
excuse
mom was
you.
Different from the one we come yesterday.
No.
What?
Oh, mommy, this is my friend. She's a girl. She's amazing. Okay.
What?
And there are guys whose moms don't mind because, duh.
My son is still looking for the one.
Yes.
So he keeps bringing them
so
for
ladies,
me to vet.
So, ladies, if this is what you think is the deciding factor, you've got a lot more coming.
Yeah, because when she leaves, he will say, the mommy will ask him, the mother will ask him, who is that girl? She's just my friend. There's every tendency that will happen.
0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. You can send us a message on WhatsApp, and you can also tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter and join the conversation on the phone lines. Let's go. WhatsApp Lagos.
Yeah, hello.
What's the passcode, sir?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, Chest to Life.
Chest to Life.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling
morning,
from?
Morning. My name is Ekene. Ekene is my name.
Hi.
Go on, Ekene.
Okay, right. It feels good to get through to you guys, huh?
Feels good to get through to
I
you.
I think this whole thing about marriage, there are too many expectations. And, you know, it begin to spoil things from the day one. And it doesn't really make sense, really. I mean, if you're bringing a girl to the house, these expectations that, oh, she must be domestical, she must be whatever, it just doesn't make sense. If you know the capacity of the girl you're bringing to the house, you should know what she's capable of doing. And what she's not. And if you use that to judge her, you're just going to get every other thing wrong.
Okay. Well, don't forget, you have just a minute to put your thoughts across. So put them together. All right. And then, of course, you will get just 1 minute to drop your thoughts. Now, we're getting a call from Skype. We see Emmanuel Yinka calling us from Skype. Hello, Emmanuel. What's up, Lagos? Hello, Emmanuel. Can you hear us?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Chest to Life.
Woo. Good morning, Emmanuel.
I joined. So here's the thing, right? I think we need to understand culture and our peculiarity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes I feel really sad when people try to evaluate us with culture, like with other people's culture.
Their own culture, especially when we're not from
exactly.
the same ones.
Exactly. Like, for instance, here in Dubai, right, they have a different culture,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
In Europe also, they have a different culture.
Yeah.
In the West, they have different culture, right? Now, in our culture, right, we see, that's why westernization at times, I feel, is brainwashing, right?
Mm.
If I'm a lady taken to a man's house, even as a boyfriend or a friend or anything, courtesy demand, right? That's all. I mean, I may not like to do that chore, right?
So why should I do it? Demand.
No, hold on. See, that's the thing. In our culture, it's a thing of respect for you to collect it and just help.
Absolutely.
It's a culture thing.
Yeah.
See, you don't have that. See, you don't have the choice of if I don't like it. I mean, that's your culture.
Yeah. It's your way of life. That's what culture is.
I can choose. Exactly. Like, for instance, in the West, they can call you by your name, right? They don't need to call you uncle this, brother this, sister that, right? That is their culture. In the Middle East, they have their own culture also. In India, they have their own culture. So why are we throwing away
our culture?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Manu Oyinka. He's made an interesting point.
Yes, it's a cultural thing.
But
like,
then your culture, darling, and my culture is different.
No, Marianne. See, let me tell you what he's talking
there are domestic
about.
Domestic cultures.
It's an African culture.
Hold on.
That.
No.
You respect your elders.
Yes, you respect your elders. I respect my elder doesn't mean that I want to go to your house and sweep. That's not a sign of respect for me. Again, don't forget, we're speaking from how we grew up, I beg your pardon, how we were trained.
Yeah,
I can come to your house and a sign of respect is that I must eat the food I've been given. But is that how I was raised? How I was raised was if I go to a person's house, they offer me food, I can say no, thank you,
Marianne.
No, we're talking about cultures here.
Hold on, let me put my thought through, right? My submission is this: culturally, as Africans, we're taught, it's our way of life. We're taught to respect our elders.
In what ways?
And I know that it differs per ethnic group.
Yeah, I've come.
Now, respecting your elder is ensuring that your elder doesn't, look at you as being disrespectful.
I'm not responsible for how my elder looks at me, because I could still respect
that elder doesn't perceive me as a good person. Go into and go to a place and you see an elderly person trying to let's take for instance, even in the Western environments, like in the US for instance, you see young people trying to help elderly people cross the road.
Okay,
that's trying to help your elder. Yes. So it's a respectful thing to do. So how do you go to someone's house and you see an elderly person sweeping and
like I said, it's different for everybody.
She could have even asked and the woman would say no, don't bother.
I would have done. I would have said, whoever the guy is, Michael, Joe, why are you letting your mother sweep? Come on, take the broom from your mother and give it to you. Sweep.
She could have done
something like that actually.
But she raised it for me. The insult was her lifting her legs up for that elderly lady to sweep.
Well, yes.
In my opinion, that was totally
her background. Can you judge her?
It was
that
disrespect.
Only?
That's
it was,
the thing.
That was why
right?
he asked, who is raising these girls? It was disrespect. How can you lift your leg for an elderly person to sweep?
Fancy. Because let's even leave the aspect of, she was in a relationship with a guy. Let's say they were just friends.
Yeah.
Right? So you visit your friend and the mom was doing something and you couldn't just help out.
Exactly.
I feel like helping out is a way of integrating yourself into the family. Trying to feel like
it's even
I'm not a
well
visitor.
Respect.
I feel like this is my house
respect.
As well.
Yes.
Now, if the woman now says, no, don't worry, thank you, that's fine, you're a visitor. Ah,
exactly.
No, sit down. You know that you at least
even
try.
Take the broom, don't even sweep it well. But the fact that, just do
again,
one or two.
Again, we're all here passing judgment on this lady without knowing what her background is. Again.
Wow.
No, Marianne, you saying that is that the girl wasn't raised right.
No.
That's what you just said, Marianne.
No.
What's her background?
Well,
your background should
passing judgment. Hold on. The reason why I'm saying this is that she said, because she wants to get integrated. What if she doesn't care about
that's
being integrated?
That's them who leave the house. That's what you said, leave my house.
Yeah, because she
doesn't
care.
Because the house is my own.
What if the guy has
integrated science into the family?
What if the guy has been bothering her, come meet my mom, and maybe she's been leaving these tiny hints that
I don't
want
to
get.
But it's not enough for you to be disrespectful to the mother.
No, it's enough. That's why the woman said, leave my house.
And she left.
And
I'm sure she would never come back.
She put her legs up.
But let's listen to Lagos. Lagos, join the conversation.
Lagos, don't forget that she put her legs up.
993-993-993. Stop instigating my queens. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, cheers to life.
Good morning.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, to me, the girl did not do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, queen and mom.
Why did not sweep your house before she came? Why? What was her son doing when he saw her sweeping the house? If she had raised her son, why did you not collect the woman and sweep the house? And very well sweeping when there's a visitor. Did she even take permission? No, respect to the simple guy.
Whoa.
Before I start sweeping, you're supposed to have told the girl, please, I want to sweep the house. She must take permission from the girl before she starts sweeping safe.
It shocked me. She said he didn't take permission from the girl.
Yeah, you must take permission from the girl because respect is the simple guy. Nothing like a court. Okay. It was the guy.
Oh, sorry. Don't forget, you have just 1 minute.
This your queen is the queen.
Queen and mop.
She says you're supposed to take permission from me before sweeping.
No, but another thing that we failed to mention.
Yeah.
Where I come from.
Yeah.
If there's a visitor and you start sweeping, you're saying, go, leave my house. That is a sign of, I don't want you here.
So she was ripping her.
Talking about
her
culture.
Off the
like,
house.
Again, that's what I'm saying. It could mean so many things. The girl could have also misinterpreted it. Like, wow,
you want me
even
to
your
go.
Mama don't want me here. You do you understand? But then we have messages on WhatsApp. Let's take some.
We do have messages. This one is coming from, okay, no name. She says, so if the girl collects the broom, she's a wife material, huh? Based on what her ability to sweep is, that the basics for a relationship? All these so-called tests,
it's a checkpoint.
I never heard of multi-millennials doing such. It's always the struggling ones who even sweeps when guests are around. Seth is rude and shows the guest he or she ain't wanted. If the girl is a regular at the house, fine, that's different, but a first-time visitor, how about Seth? If you go to your girlfriend's house and the father starts to wash his car in your presence, will you join him to wash the car?
Yes, you should.
I don't get the act of degrading.
Aye, man, why are you answering?
I don't get the act of degrading or putting some true setting test because he or she wants to marry your child. That's why many people pretend throughout courtship to put up with your potential in-laws.
My unnecessary point tests exactly.
And unleash their true colors in marriage. See you
My
guys.
My point exactly. We were having this conversation off the mic. No, but everything is wrong, darling. Marriage is where you have come to, permit me please to say, naked. You're naked in your actions, in your thoughts, in everything. I know there's a little bit of pretense you need to, you know,
yeah,
like cover up a little, but in marriage, we're here together, nothing to hide. But you can't tell me that, oh, I need to pretend my way through it.
You need to pretend you're your in-laws, but very, be real with
no,
your
no, no,
spouse.
Except you have a terrible, cantankerous mother-in-law. Then you have to pretend. Anything
like,
she says
like
to you,
Patience
you say,
Ozoko.
Mommy, I love you. You're
no, like
blessed.
In the movies. Oh.
You're blessed.
Patience Ozoko in the movies, not in real life, please,
yes.
People.
So we'll take a few more messages. Yeah. Someone here said...
I was actually looking for one very interesting one that I saw before. I can't find that. But let me take this one. It says, what's up, Lagos? As for me, is a first test that our olden days mothers used to use if their daughter-in-law to be have a home... To know if they have
home training.
They are home trained how to respect elderly persons, most especially their mother-in-law. My name is Godwin Tarsity. That's what
Did
he says.
Underline the word olden. That's stone age.
Culture is culture.
Okay. Now this one says, I'm Jide from Magboro. I think the mom requesting she does the sweeping is deliberate. Here's a fact. Sometimes African parents of the older generation, mothers especially, love to run one or two tests on whoever their son wants to
your tenacity. Can you bear
now?
This?
What if I'm not interested in you and your son and the family? I just came out of curtsy.
I love your son, ma. That's all.
I'm a queen and mom.
He said, trust me, African moms have PhD in conducting such critical analysis. Mm. If she collects the broom,
just failed the test.
He said, she fails woefully. If she collects the broom, it's A1, well trained.
Yes.
If she leaves the living room for her to sweep, is a pass. At least she gets small sense. But if she raises her legs and even adds,
F9.
Meaning, well done, ma. Now,
F9.
Ah, mommy, well done. Let me just carry my, you know, I just did my nails. So I carry my legs up.
Marianne, for the love of God.
All right, we have something to tell you. These girls are crazy.
Yeah.
All right, we have a treasure hunt information. So go ahead, Feta.
So all you have to do is find a photo of the Nigeria Info logo somewhere on our app. Once you find it, click on it, fill the requested details and submit. Fastest finger wins 5,000 Naira.
Wow.
Only. Good luck, because the hunting lasts for 30 minutes. And note, you can only play via the app.
Exactly. So you have to go to the Nigeria Info app. If you do not have the app, please download it right away. 5,000 Naira is at your fingertips.
Man, launch money.
Do it right
launch
now.
Money.
No, and now I'm taking
I
out.
I just buy one small house in Banana Island. I was deposit 2.5. Then out. Ah, I mean,
which
I
of the
try?
Banana Island?
This one now.
My dear, Feta,
we need
buy
to
like three Gucci
Feta,
bags.
Feta, we need to check your temperature.
Right?
Oh,
temperature.
Your temperature have rise.
Highest block for you.
It have rise.
Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. Is it home training, lack of home training, or is it just a queen and more?
A queen and more.
A queen and more.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Good
Hello.
Morning.
What's the password?
Yeah.
Chest alive. All right, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I'm sorry.
Your line is breaking.
I'm so sorry. We'll have to take another call. All right, let's try again. Yes. Sorry about that. Sorry. All right, let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's
morning.
The passcode?
What's up, ladies?
Yeah!
I like this Auntie Cheryl. It brings the energy. Energy! Cheers to life!
Wow, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I don't think it's a bad home training. So, the girl just wants to behave like that. Because you know when you have not started giving birth, you can say, ah, these children, they swell up for household. When you begin to see some kind things, stresses in your own children, you now begin to say, ah, I made mistake of saying those words. So it's not bad old training. It's that girl that decided to perform that character.
Family.
And it's a bad character, bad behavior.
Thank you.
It's not good. You raise your...
Yeah, I'm a fan of parents too.
I'm so telling you, she decided to disgrace
the last line of her
home training.
The last line made me remember a song that I like. Da 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 da, bad character.
Hey,
da 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 da, bad character.
What was the bad character that was in that?
Yes,
yeah.
Bad character.
You know, in Port Harcourt, they say Ogoni people, bad character. They will come for you. No,
I love Ogoni people. My favorite person is Ogoni people.
I used to think they say pam param pam.
No, it's bad character.
Okay.
Okay, we'll take a few messages again. I think we're having more messages on WhatsApp. Let's hear.
This one says, what's up, Lagos? Regards your discussion, I feel the insult or disregard was in her raising her legs.
Absolutely.
Not just about her collecting the broom and sweeping. And she raised her legs for the old woman to continue sweeping.
The audacity.
Any mother would definitely frown at that. My take, she could have formed answering phone call.
Hey!
Swagger.
That would have been even
this uncle. God. This uncle, one zobo for you. One zobo. But we have to go for a quick break. I'm going to look for that song because I think it's Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, Murder, She
Yes,
Wrote.
We're going to get that song and play it. When we come back, we'll be talking on the other side about extensive, unnecessary wedding demands. We shall be right back. Still, what's up, Lagos? 5 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. I did promise you that on Friday, we're going to have fun. But unfortunately, we cannot go back to the topic that we were still having before now. So, let's talk about those excessive, unnecessary demands
on
for weddings.
Wow.
I mean, we're going to look at it. We're going to look at it from the family aspect.
Okay.
We're going to look at it from the wife's aspect, the husband's aspect, the friends, the ashwaibi, and all the mezi-mezi that comes with it. Anyway, I'm being joined in the studio by yet another lady. See, I told you we have a studio filled
Destiny
with...
Destiny girls.
Osayuame is in the studio.
Yeah.
Give us some What's Up Lagos cry. Oh, yeah, let's go.
What's Up Lagos?
All right, so the crew is complete. Now, we're talking about... Now, Uwa and Nancy are the only married people. So, me and Fessa were
single Pringles.
We're the single Pringles. So, we want to know exactly why weddings have become such a jamboree. So much so that people, they owe...
Whoa.
Months and months and months after the wedding, people are knocking on your doors.
Vendors, right?
Apana.
Money never comes.
Even the people that they borrowed money
DJ.
From. You know, and at some point it becomes really embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, these things are in different categories. So, I remember years ago, I had this colleague who was a cameraman in my office back in the day in Calabar. And he kept saying that he mistakenly impregnated his girlfriend. Mistakenly.
What?
Mistakenly impregnated his girlfriend.
She fell pregnant.
Yes. And the people were asking him for, you know, a long list of things, including paying for the insolence of impregnating her,
before marrying her. Of course, there's a thing like that. She was from a certain part of Akwa Ibom.
Okay.
And the list was so long that the guy had, he broke down and was sick for like a week. No kidding.
Because
I saw the list and I felt, I really felt bad for the brother.
Oh my God.
So that's one. Even the ones that don't impregnate, the list is from here to there.
He said the ones that don't impregnate.
And they say, oh, she's the first daughter of the first son and of the first something something.
Exactly.
Then let's move away from my side and come to Rivers.
Hala.
There's a part of Rivers that you have to chop and belly full before you venture.
Mm-hmm.
Then we now go down to the east. Ibokwene.
Yeah.
So you see the,
they are the grandfathers of
Because
their
daughters are not cheap, that's why.
Because their daughters are, you know, not just beautiful, but sometimes like this auntie here.
Looky.
Like this auntie.
Looky.
So but then we leave that part and then we go to the aspect where the man now starts sending bulk messages, or even the woman starts sending bulk messages to family members, friends, support our wedding, do this, da, da, da. And then you wonder, somebody sent me that message before and I asked, did you ask me when you wanted to go and marry?
Is it I that sentenced you to this marriage?
Why is it I that you are bothering to give you money?
No, Marianne, did you ask this person this question?
Yes.
You eh?
Is it I?
You.
Was
it
I?
No, Marianne told somebody, is it me that told you to go and marry?
Is it I? No, but sincerely, did I send you?
I'm sure she sent it in a friendly way.
Why is this a burden to me now?
Yeah.
I mean, I find it very disturbing that you even have to send bulk messages to say we're crowdfunding for this wedding. Why?
GoFundMe.
Why?
Instead of a GoFundMe.
Then, final part. The burden on the friends. Ashwebi, the bridal shower. Where you're going to stay. All the partying. All the dresses that you have to wear. The load that you have to shoulder. I'm
fine. Not the bride though.
I'm fine. If you're my best friend, I will do anything for you. Because you're my best friend. Mm-hmm. We have that bond. Yeah. Or you're my sister. Mm-hmm. Or you're my brother. It is my duty.
Yeah.
But when we're just friends and you're sending me a whole list of things to do, and if I'm not doing it, you're giving me that look like, even my friend.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
I'm going
to
start with you, Uwa. I know you got married and you have like the most beautiful boys ever.
Aww.
Yeah, her boys are so cute. See, she's fine. Look at her skin.
Yeah, she's a queen and more.
A queen and more.
Why do you think that marriages are so demanding? And then, you know, as the years go, they become more and more of a party, a jamboree of sorts. Why do you think it has grown to that point?
So let me just put out a disclaimer. You know, I think I'm the wrong person. Marianne should be asking this question. But I'd like to say that I think the advent of social media has made weddings, right? The marriage
ceremonies,
right? More elaborate, more, you know, grandeur. Everybody wants to, what's it called
now? Have a life.
Not only,
moments.
No, you want to do what the other people did, you know, mm-hmm. and you want to outdo them. That's what is happening now with marriages, right? It's no longer a thing of, let me just do me, right? Let me just do me. But you see, I think, again, there's a role of the individual in issues around marriage.
What do you want your marriage to be like?
Thank you, because you know why I say so. You know, Otedola's daughter, Teniola, Abi Temilola, that's her name, right?
Yeah.
She has put out clearly that, come, my wedding is going to be, I don't want to see anybody that I do not know on my wedding day.
As it should be.
Do you understand? Because she's seen how weddings of billionaires have become somewhat of a carnival.
In networking.
Yeah. So it's no
longer... It's no longer about me and my man.
It's a networking event.
Yeah, it's no longer me and my man and our family bonding together.
Yeah.
So that's why she's putting out there. I know even, over the weekend, I think Benga Daniel's, his son got married.
Yeah, got married.
In fact, the venue they chose, it's impossible for you to have more than 300 people. So I think the father had to do like a perfect, another reception in
his own friends.
Because of Nigerians, you know, because he said, you are definitely going to offend a lot of people. So yeah. Because it has become.
But please stay offended.
Yeah. So
please.
But you see, you need to get to that point where you develop a tough skin.
Yeah.
To say that, you know what, it is what I want and this is how I'm going to have it. So I remember when my younger sister was getting married, usually my parents live in Kaduna State. So all our weddings, we're like seven girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
And every one of us is married.
Nice.
My younger sister is
father
the last.
Is a rich man.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Edo men, they are proud. They don't go to in-laws' house to go and be looking for anything.
They're like Calabar men. I don't understand.
You know, but when my younger sister, because every other person's wedding happened in Kaduna State, so we normally would bring in our relations from the village to the state.
Yeah.
But my sister insisted she wanted the wedding in Lagos.
Mm.
And the reason she wanted that wedding in Lagos, we ended up having so much fun. Because my mom, usually she's the, you know, activity everywhere.
She's
the cook everything, but she's a caterer by profession. So cook for the entire street. And so my sister didn't want that. She saw all our weddings, how everybody was just all over the place working. At the end of the day, you're not having fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she said, no, my wedding is going to happen in Lagos. So we had to check in into a hotel. We did everything in a hotel. Hotel was filled up. So I saw the difference. It was so, so beautiful.
You felt bad, danced. Like you thought about it, yes, that no, I should have done this.
My sister, we danced till 2 a.m. You know,
wow.
So I mean, for me, I think it has to get to that point where individuals will begin to demand that this is what I want.
Yeah.
You know, until we start that, it can never stop, Maria, and it's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you are seeing people and silently you want to compete with them.
And it's also become a fashion event of sorts.
Mm.
A fashion event of sorts that we're waiting. So when's the first I get my hair? So what are we wearing?
Did you
so
see it at Dominic's wedding?
Girl, fashion. Are you telling me?
Mm-mm. Hey.
That one is different.
Fancy Nancy.
Oh, okay.
You got married to a Calabar man. What happened?
Interestingly, Marianne, see, before your fans begin to call for me, it's called banter. It's radio. We banter back and forth. So you guys be calming down. Be calming down.
But did you have like a big blowout for your wedding?
At my wedding, I only knew the family members, but my friends were not up to 10 of them. It was like it was an event for my mom.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Again, that's another issue. There are people. Sometimes our parents want to live vicariously through us, and they take over literally.
But you
take over the wedding.
For me, I let her have her moment.
Hey. Right?
I'm an only child.
Aww.
Yeah, so I let her have her moment. It was her thing.
Mine was only babies get married.
Yeah, can we just get over
so
with this
that you
wedding
pay so back with your own children, Abby?
I hope you're
gonna
do it.
No, I'm not going to do honestly because I agree with Otedola's that I haven't seen what she put up, but I agree with her. Like if. I like let it be very intimate. Let it be small. Let it be people you really want there. But because I was just going to give my mom that opportunity, like, who else is going to get married, like, after me? Just anyway,
yeah.
Right? So I wanted her to just have her moment, do your thing, like, you know, have fun.
So sweet.
Yeah.
So. You're a sweet kid.
Better. For me, I don't like too much. That loud thing is not me. I think we had a conversation. Was it okay?
Yeah.
I and you, though, having that conversation. But I feel like at this point, I'm beginning to ask questions in my mind. Why does everybody feel like... Why is it like everybody clamps down on the loud wedding and prefer it to be small and intimate?
I don't think so. I think that those of us who want small, quiet weddings are a handful. Trust me.
Mm. Yeah.
Every girl who's getting married or has agreed to marry you is sizing you up to see if you can do the wedding party.
Wow.
From the ring that you give her. I'm not joking.
Yeah. You know,
from
like
when she starts
said.
Dating you, she's sizing you up. And if she's ready to get married to you, she's sizing you up to be sure that, can we have that big party that we want? And she wants you to, she's also trying to buy you into.
Did you say
exactly.
Every girl?
Most girls.
Most girls. No, I don't
because
I think I would have to disagree with you on that.
Most girls, the people, there are just a handful of people
I agree
who want
with Marianne,
quiet weddings.
Seriously.
No. Nigerians, our nature.
Things are changing now.
It's natural for us to like to party.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Nigerian thing. Have you seen traditional marriages? In my place, it's like a carnival.
It's the most
colorful thing you would ever see. And I always tell my friends, wait until I get married. You will be blown away. Why? I'm the first daughter of the first son and the first daughter.
Hmm.
So, my drama is going to be on another level. And my grandfather is a chief.
Gay.
So you can imagine all the beautiful masquerades.
Okay. Do you really want that?
Food?
Or you feel like it's inevitable?
It's the tradition. That's the one you can't control.
Wait, is Mary not talking about tradition right now?
Yeah.
No.
She is talking about tradition.
I love my culture. Have you seen
this one?
No.
Let your soldiers call for me. Are you talking about tradition right now?
Have you seen the
And you're willing to...
Let me blow my
tradition.
Allow me to blow my
tradition.
No, but sincerely, have you seen the Efik culture? It's the most beautiful, colorful thing ever.
I know.
I want my friends to experience that.
Okay, that's what you want.
I'm inviting you to come and eat. Everything that you've seen and not heard before, you eat it.
No.
But on my wedding day, that's a traditional marriage. Yeah. On my wedding day, we no go past 50. Write it down.
That's what Marianne wants, and I like that. That's what
she wants.
The
traditional wedding and the wedding day. It's not the same thing.
No, like a church wedding now. Hala.
No, yeah, because a traditional wedding is a wedding too.
That's not in contention. Mm-hmm. We're not arguing with you.
No, because
you
said, but on your wedding day.
No, see, we Nigerians, we understand what she's talking about. There's a difference.
Better wants to send me back to school.
No, I'm not sending you back to school. That's what I don't want to bring that into the conversation, but no, I believe.
Of course, people
that
have options.
Yeah, so I choose traditional wedding any day, anytime. That's
she
the
did
only
traditional
wedding.
Marriage. Yeah. She did the court wedding. Mm-hmm. She did everything. But they're all weddings because you exchange rings.
Exactly.
And that's it. But I'm saying, my culture has to be experienced by my friends who do not know what my culture looks like. I'd let them have that day, but then it doesn't mean that I won't invite the whole country to that same traditional marriage. I can still have those friends, maybe a handful of them, maybe 100 of them, enjoy that culture.
But I think the Nigerian culture across board, right? I mean, I've lived in the north all my life. You know, I'm from Edo State, right? So if you understand the Nigerian culture, it is really beautiful across
and
board.
And flamboyant.
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
The Northerners, when it's time for the wedding, they do the henna thing. Yeah. They do, so, I mean, it's a beautiful thing to experience. I like what you're saying, right?
Yes.
If you understand the richness of our culture, it will be beautiful for you to go all out to want to explore that part. Mm-hmm. Where I have a problem, you can explore on a budget. You don't have to borrow money.
Uwa, one zobo for you.
Uwa, can I shock you? My bridesmaid didn't wear any new dress. I'm like, anything, like, there were three of them.
Just pick the colors you want and wear whatever you have.
We didn't pick color. What do you have? Let's be going to church. Honest to God truth.
Wow.
Coincidentally, they both had red dresses, and that's what they wore.
Good.
Different design shape. It wasn't new. Like, don't stress anybody.
Because already Nigerians were already stressed. You're buying fuel, you're buying diesel.
It's too much.
You're going through traffic. And then I'm now telling you, bring 100,000. Bring 200,000. From where?
Fashwebi.
From where?
So that's the part that worries me, is that budget, that we're not able to do things on a budget.
Like,
because now, you don't have, if you have it, right, do it. But if you do not have
it, you cannot afford
it. You don't have to go and now create a GoFundMe account to save. On top of waiting now. My wedding day was so interesting that my younger sister was supposed to be my chief bridesmaid, but she was ill at that time.
Aww.
Eventually, what then happened was my best friend, she's skinny like my younger sister, said, please wear the cloth. Does it fit? He said, yes.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
move. I mean, those are the kinds of things that somebody would go crazy about, like, oh, my day is ruined. You know, now.
Bridezillas.
It's just crazy.
I'm not even that
those
girl.
You know, now, pre-wedding, you want to do the feather, what's
Freda
it called? You know that feather jacket.
Yes.
No offense to people that do it.
No,
this
see,
is
you
just
don't get it. I'm
opinion.
Saying to you that, do you know how much that thing cost? Do you know how bad my own wedding was? I did not buy a wedding gown. There was a lady renting gown in, I think, somewhere in Surulere.
Too many people do rentals and there's nothing
do you understand?
Wrong
because
with that because
I knew
those dresses are
all
nice.
These things that they say that, oh, when you die, they bury you in the dress. Come on.
No, you could be bigger
ridiculous.
Than the shroud at the time.
I'm bigger than my dress now, like, so
know?
It's just
so,
in the box.
Yeah, you see, and that's what I didn't want.
And my daughters think, they think it's hideous. Like, mommy, you wore this? Like, oh my God.
Do you understand? Like, times are changing. So all of these make-believe things that make us go into so much debt or put pressure and burden on other people is something that maybe we need to revisit.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm having this conversation. People have fallen out with each other because the friend refused to buy Ashwebi or rather refused to join the train or refused to contribute money to the wedding. Why do you send bulk messages for your wedding? It's not like somebody died.
because it's
death that is something that you're not expecting. So you now say, hey, my mama don't die. You can't help me.
That one is okay.
It's different. Mm. But it's a wedding. You chose to marry this man. You shall know his pocket and he knows your pocket. Mm. Do what you can do. That's why some people just go to Ikoyi and get married and then that's the end.
Absolutely.
And go and have dinner. Shout out to those people, I bet.
Absolutely.
But we want you to join the conversation. Yes. In 2 minutes, we'll take your calls and then on the other side, we'll take more and more calls and messages. So join the conversation 0700-993-993-993 or better still, you could join the conversation on 01465-7190. Or you could go on WhatsApp, send a message or tweet at Nigeria Info on our Twitter handle and let's hear from you. We have a message here on WhatsApp.
This person says, I'm going to check the person's name first. It says, I once attended a wedding December 2016. Being a freelance expert in stage management, I could estimate how much the reception cost in Lagos. When I started hitting millions, my head started spinning. I prodded further and you guess it, they started their honeymoon broke.
Ew.
Every wedding that's too large is bound to have some wolves in sheep's clothing on the invitation list. People need to see this and plan properly rather than invite enemies. The pressure are enormous, but at the end of the day, no one's going to be with you 24/7 afterwards at your wedding. If you can't do a financial examination and actually have something to live on after the wedding, there's no need to tell you that there's a problem with his own set of wedding rings, for better or for worse, LOL. An uncle of mine was supposed to give a couple-to-be a large sum as a wedding gift. He gave only half. Pending some arrangements to come through, immediately the wedding was over, he gave them the other. Okay, I get what
you're saying. All right, we have calls coming in. Let's take those thoughts. We'd like to hear from you. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello? 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 All right. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, Chester Life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Samo.
Samo, go ahead.
I'm on the road. I'm on the queue anyway.
Which queue? For fuel.
Yes. Okay. So you're making my company there, okay?
Oh, we're glad. We're happy.
I think to me, they will say everything na sense. Mm. Mm? So, the one that I had experience is that I think early this year, we had it, I think in Ibadan, civic center, if I may say. So, the entertainer that we actually, the musician that we actually wanted to go for in the first, that was quoting almost 1.5 million or thereabout. So, we tried. Yes. So we tried 1.5 million. So we tried beat it down. Oh, but the guy insisted in full-fledged, we'll take this and other. So I look at this 1.5. I said, this thing will go a long way in the life of these two younger ones. Though. So what we just needed to do was just to arrange, a music, maybe company, as you call them. Mm. So which maybe about 500,000 naira. Mm. Then we just call one of the acquired these things and all that, of course. So,
We have to go. If you can call us back, please do. But we have to go quickly to bring you some information. And when we come back, we're still talking about this outrageous and necessary wedding demands. Why are we so bent on making sure that ours look like another person's? Mm-hmm. Why can't we do our own thing within our budgets? Osayuwame is in the studio. Fancy Nancy Fetta. Yeah. I'm Mariana Cohn. We'll be right back after this break. Yes, so all our ego is for you.
Oh, my
take
rubber.
It away. Take it. Money for you, money for you. You two get money, you get money. We all get money.
How much are you giving me?
All right. Well, it's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Remember, I promised you at the beginning of the show that we're going to spice it up for you. Mm-hmm. We will always spice up your mornings, making sure that you are hyped up for the day. Whether you're in traffic, whether you're at the fuel station, whether you're in the market, you're in your shop, you're in your office. I got you, baby.
I got you. We got you.
I got you. All right. Well, it's still What's Up Lagos. Join the conversation. We're talking about unnecessary wedding demands. Mm-hmm. What is the issue?
Exactly.
Wanting to level up. Why can't you just be you? And I'm not saying that you can't have a big wedding. If that's your thing and you can't afford it, Go for it, honey.
Yeah.
But if it's not something you can afford, why are you burdening me? Why are you disturbing me?
Why are you sending bulk messages?
What was that thing you said?
Bulk message.
No, Maria, you said something
go
before.
Go for me.
What was that thing you said? If you don't get money, you...
Why are you trying, I want to make a point. I don't have money.
Exactly. I like that.
I don't understand. No, but sincerely, Uwa has said that, oh, well, she had a nice wedding. Mm-hmm. You said you had a simple wedding. Mm-hmm. Fessa says she doesn't even know she wants to marry.
No, I
need to lay hands on you.
Please, Maria, don't do this.
I want to lay hands on you.
No, I said I don't even know if I want to have a wedding. Yeah. That's what I say. It's different. The wedding party.
What do you want to have?
Yeah, I can just...
Because a lot of people actually focus on the wedding ceremony than the marriage. Yeah. You know, so,
thank you, girl. Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying. I don't think I want to have...
I was going to say Fefa will exchange her vows under the mango tree.
You know, something very unusual.
Under
something
I'm looking tree. At.
Just the pastor and me. Then I come and announce I'm married. Then you guys can have the wedding party if you want.
Step by girl, I'm totally fine.
Yeah.
And you know, I just to put this, it doesn't matter. I don't like all those public... what they call it, engagements. Don't do it. Don't propose to me.
Are you serious? Why?
I want to wake up in the morning and the ring is on my finger.
Yeah, I like that too.
Wait, you don't want all those guys that are blowing pom pom.
I will walk past you like I don't know you. I promise you, I will walk past you.
I think even roses. The proposal has become another wahala.
Excessive drama.
If I'm a friend of mine, no, I wouldn't say he's a friend of mine. He's an acquaintance, right? After proposing to the girl in Dubai, almost she came back. You know, spending so much money and everything, she's married to somebody else. Like,
what kind of rich person?
I tell people like, hey, do not go and do past yourself.
Wait, Uwa, I have a question.
Hey,
yeah.
God.
Did he take her to Dubai?
Yes, for the proposal.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what happened?
You return my flight ticket.
No.
Is it only the flight ticket? No.
But this is the
diamond
thing. Sometimes guys don't check.
To know
if she's that into you and ready to get married to you. She probably is around for the good time.
Maria, what do you
for the money
mean?
That you spend.
Absolutely.
Yes,
right.
Girl, what are you saying? Like, have you not seen people reject proposals in public because they're saying, we're just friends. Like, are you serious? Like, no, I'm not ready.
I didn't
ready.
See you like that.
Yeah, like,
no, that's,
we're cool.
So you didn't have the
but
conversation.
But I don't
want
to get married. So you have to keep bringing this conversation up. So
who
when we get married, or when we have kids, or when we, yeah, because there are people who don't, there are people who say we're just hanging.
We're just good.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
True.
Can I say
that's
something?
That's why you have to keep having the conversation.
If you are in a relationship with somebody,
that is just hanging,
and in your chest as a babe, you know that you like this person enough to marry the person, and the person is giving you vibes of we're just hanging. The person has never mentioned marriage in the relationship. Jump ship.
That's you, because you have sense. Some people are there because of all the other things they're benefiting.
So let me explain something to Nancy, right?
Yeah.
So it's different with women, right?
Yeah.
With a man, if a man wants to marry a woman, it's not likely that he would just imagine that she's not into him like that. She's close to him.
Women
can tell when the man is not ready.
Yeah, true.
So you can easily jump out. I'm saying a man cannot really know.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Or when a woman is not ready.
You must ask. As a man, you must ask.
Keep asking because you know how complicated women can be.
You know why? Because they assume that once they come close to you, women are programmed to think marriage.
Especially when they know how old you are.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
They will just
She's very correct.
Uwa just made me remember something. Somebody Uwa knows was toasting me.
Yeah.
The first day he toasted me, just saying, you know, I want to get married. I said, did they write that Maria is single and want to marry now or she will die? Why? And that was a turn off for me because you know that I'm a certain age, which I am, and
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
But does that mean that I want to marry
so
now? Or I want to marry
desperate.
You?
Yeah.
So that's how men are, you know, they're wired. They're wired differently from us. But let's come back to the conversation.
Yeah.
Must we buy a Shwebi?
No.
Must we be in bridal train?
Nope.
Must I contribute money for that wedding?
Nope.
Fancy, why is it that sometimes you just like you're looking at them and say, hey, I don't know what you are going through, but hey, let me quickly go home to my love.
You have conscience issues. You have conscience issues, Spectre.
0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call.
See, this marriage matter. See, a wedding just happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
When I checked how muddy Ashwebi was, I said, please, I will send you my love and my regards.
Thank you. I will send you money. I won't cop safe. Don't worry.
See, you know, all these finance people, they tell you.
I like her.
Life is that simple. Life is that simple. A very good friend of mine, he's like family, got married last month. No, the upper month. And I checked what my budget was. Just the flight ticket alone. And then, you know me, I'm a baby girl. We're going to have full face makeup, face beat.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to get my nails done. Please. I'm going to get my lashes.
How much again do the makeup artist charge for you that is not the bride?
Exactly.
How much? Say it.
From 20K.
What? You even trust?
Oh, I keep making it like by the second.
No. Depending on the CTO, you know it's PH. So it's not Lagos.
20K, yeah.
Uh-huh, so it's PH.
Wait, PH makeup artists are taking
it? Yeah, so...
Ooh. Because that time I 10K and 5K I've been.
You stepped up in PH, what's up?
So I calculated all of that. My hotel bills, I'm going to eat, I'm going to stay around, and then I'm moving around because I don't drive.
Yeah.
So Uber is going to drop my money. All of that, I calculated it. I said, you know what? I'm going to send you my love and money. That's it. I'm not coming. Because it's a lot of money and yes. I'm not the bride. Neither am the group. So I just said, you know, I love you. I love you, but... this is what I'm sending.
Money to even sew the Ashwebi with all these designers.
I love him. He didn't give us Ashwebi. He just gave us colors. So if you have the clothing in your wardrobe, just wear it. But you see, the demands are too much these days. And sometimes people just have to chill out.
Marianne.
And sip wine.
2 months later, you now say you want a divorce.
Please, God.
He will refund.
Hey, God. Let's take your calls. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, lie.
What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I am Tony, calling from Surulere.
Hi, Tony.
I just want to contribute a little to the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, I just got married.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Now, what is really giving me headache is during the traditional marriage.
Please, can you turn off your radio? We're hearing that feedback and we don't need it. Please.
Yeah, during the traditional marriage. Hello?
Listen, you need to get to the point. You have just a minute.
During the traditional marriage, my wife was pregnant.
Okay.
So, the parents said they can't pay her bride price when she's pregnant.
Oh.
So after the wedding, the traditional marriage, we sat out a day after her delivery to go pay for the bride price.
Mm-hmm.
I was not asked to throw another party.
Ew. Hey, Willige.
To kill a goat, buy food, sauce, and drink for people to gather. Are we?
Did you have the money? Did you have the money? I mean, because I know how weddings can be. Did you have the money and you just had a baby?
We just had a baby, you know? So I told the mother, I said, look, we've done everything that is demanded of me. You said we cannot pay the bride price because the woman is pregnant. Now she has delivered. I'm bringing the bride price. You said I have to buy goats and throw another party. For who? Am I marrying twice the same woman? But when I saw how complicated the whole issue was going, sincerely speaking, I wanted to take a different step, but...
you're already too late.
It is already too late.
You already had a baby, so you
can't. Oh my God.
Well, I mean, see how demanding these things can be? And it's very, very... And if he doesn't do this, but you don't put ambele, why you abandoning?
Let me just say it out now that please, if you want to marry, come to Edo State. We're not expensive.
Stop it.
Let me just tell you now.
Stop it.
My price was 23 naira.
Nancy, you need to back me up. My wedding is 50 naira. My bride price is 50 naira. In fact, in Calabar, they don't even collect the bride price.
Well... you know, you
back
guys,
me
you guys
I own is 20
me.
Naira. Yours is 50. You are higher than I am.
Who are you married? Stop it. me and Peter were single Pringle.
Yes.
Marianne, this
Marianne,
is
I feel like it's safe to it's say tradition. That now. This should make young people in relationships, or let me say single people, take notes. It's cheaper to marry a woman if you don't impregnate her, right? Because if you had waited a little...
Feta.
Well, I'm just being objective here.
You don't
They're
want to,
asking you,
don't want
you to
enter
do things.
This matter.
No, I think it's a culture thing. I was married.
So, I
got married while pregnant.
Okay. So really? The man was not supposed to.
The bride price was collected.
It's a culture
this
thing.
This is a culture
saying,
thing.
The man is not
a
supposed to complain that they had they added some other things to it because that's the procedure.
I'm sorry. I'm putting it out there for whoever is going to marry me. If you try it, I'm not even going to let the pregnancy enter. Do you understand me? It's not happening. Hey, let's take some more calls.
Oh my God.
Hello, good afternoon. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up?
Chest alive.
What's your name?
Energy. Hey. Yay. Correct.
I
like my bell now. I can't
Wemimo,
my
good
own.
Morning. And
where is which Wemimo? In which place? My name is Mary Ann. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry, please.
It's okay.
So, about this issue that is at hand, depending on some families will tell you, go and bring stone, like in my place in Akwa Ibom State. Bring stone, but all they needed to eat, to drink, every other thing you must provide them. Because the day you get angry with the woman, or maybe you beaten her up, the family can as well take it back from you.
Thank you.
And you don't have any right to call it kobo because they did not ask you to pay kobo.
Mm.
But some family will tell you, go and bring 10,000 for the biro that they used, in training her. And then if it is...
Buy bicycle for the grandmother that is dead.
Yes. So if it is the first daughter, do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If it is the first daughter, you have to pay for, give goods, and then buy ram. That ram is for the namesake. Because when they give birth to the child, they will use a name, another person.
Uh-huh.
So you have to buy ram.
Hey. And you have to be rich, sir. You have to be rich. Which side of Akwa Ibom is this? Because,
Marianne,
so, I'm not from Akwa Ibom, but Akwa Ibom by fiat.
So let me finish because of time.
Quickly, okay.
So that is what it is. But to me, I find it difficult because the thing is that when you first of all give the woman belly, you will go and pay for that insult.
Yes,
that
you give insult
to
goat.
The family.
Ebedu song onion.
You give goat, you celebrate, and do whatever before you really come back to the real.
Okay, sir. We're almost out of time, so I want to teach you one calabar before I go today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ebot, say ebot.
Ebot.
That's goat.
Good.
Usongangin.
Usongangin.
That's insult goat. Because you have insulted our family by impregnating this girl. Ebot usongangin.
Ebot usongangin.
Ebot usongangin.
The girl also insulted our family, Joe. There was like, the insult was both.
No, but wait. Pregnancy is not an insult, please.
No, in my place.
It's just tradition.
In my place. If you impregnate her before you
Listen, let's say this straight because I got married pregnant. Yeah. It's not an insult. Let me tell you something.
I get where
right?
she's coming
from. A lot of girls they get pregnant. Mm-hmm. They take out the pregnancy because that's what I'm saying, that if
that's
somebody
risky,
is bold enough, if somebody is bold enough to say, you know what, I'm pregnant, that's it. You know what I mean?
Maybe you're missing.
No, they are speaking from points of tradition.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to tell the traditional people that are creating the tradition.
What's this?
I feel like they're placing value on the woman.
Let's take
that.
Another call.
That's not it, please. You're stressing the woman. How can you tell a man to pay another money again?
We are pissing for
you, the
men.
Woman. Why did you carry the belly? Hello? What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning, my sister.
Good morning. What's the passcode, sir?
My name is Hosseini.
What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
You get the what's up you deserve.
If I give your daughter the leg before I marry him, they say I will pay in sort of good.
Yes.
What if I did not give him belay? I marry and pay all the dues. And 10, 20 years, the woman not going to get belay. Waiting them go give me.
So, excuse me, sir. You are the one that puts the belay. If you have not put anything there, there's
waiting
no belay.
Give me. Oh, if you did not get belay for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, waiting them go give
me. Sir, we still come to you because there's a problem with you, sir.
They will give you chicken. They'll give you chicken, sir.
It is because they are still seeing people that are paying all those.
Thank you.
If you ask me to pay, I will abandon your daughter. Your daughter is not the only bride in the world.
Hey.
And we are I won in the country. I'll go to another tribe where they will give me. The only thing is,
they will give you.
Come to those states with no stress.
Oh, you give me. Okay, we're not giving anything. No,
we're going to give you chicken.
On a serious note.
You have the points, though.
Yeah, see, on a serious note, I think those kinds of traditions, you know, it's not right. It's not right. How can a man, you know, the man has a baby to take care of. Like, we keep on focusing on the unimportant things. There's a baby that just came.
I think there's a mix up here. Let me create that difference. Now, in Akwa Ibom, I'm not Akwa Ibom, I can't really speak to it, but I have an idea. He's saying that you would give that goat. It's not after all. It's before you even pay the bride price.
Yeah.
This is there's in my place. What you give is a drink that opens the ear of the elders.
I got the part of the goat. I'm talking about the guy that had the baby.
Yes. So that guy's case. In that guy's case, it's a bit too much. They overstretched it. What they did was try to play on his intelligence. And what if he doesn't have? Don't forget, he's taking care of your own child.
There is traditional rights fraud.
See this whole thing.
There's fraud. We have corruption
down
everywhere.
To the family you're marrying into.
Thank you.
And the family you're marrying
someone
from.
Someone said that on WhatsApp. Yeah.
It all boils down to the family.
Yeah.
I'm half Igbo and half Rivers. And you know those two cultures are crazy.
Hey.
I'm sorry for using the word crazy.
You are the ancestors.
You know those two cultures are heavy.
I think I'm using this word very well.
The correct word is heavy. Those two cultures are heavy.
Ayakaya.
Now, it depends on the fact. Because I wasn't ready to lose the man I was going to marry. I was not ready for them to come and stress somebody.
Boy. Hey, yeah.
So I had a conversation with my family, but like, listen, no.
When I behave.
We are not selling rams yet.
Like, in my mom's culture, right, you're supposed to give Remy Martins, right?
Why are you calling brands on this show?
Oh, sorry. You're supposed to give a particular kind
of... Please, give her an invoice when she lives here.
I'm sorry. To all my ogas, I'm very sorry. You're supposed to give a particular kind of drink, right? So, you're not going to force us to bring... If we don't have it, we give you something that will still hurt your throat the way you want it to hurt your throat. Don't
come... Give them Bayelsa water.
So after the wedding, we're still going to eat. So, it depends on the family.
So, they're being a bit inconsiderate.
Ladies, try and not make your families... hurt your spouse because you want to marry.
Please turn off your radio. Please turn off your radio. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's up, Lagos? Alive. Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon. I'm Joe Ngbede by name. I'm calling from Naija.
Go ahead.
Joe Ngbede, calling from Naija.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. We want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. In this life, the culture are so different. In Benue State, we don't have such culture. What we normally do in Benue State is that if you give a woman pregnant before you have to pay the dowry, actually, they are not going to collect ₦1 from you. They ask you to, you should put to bed before you have to come and pay the dowry. And you pay the normal dowry as other people are paying, whether there's pregnancy or no pregnancy. We don't charge much.
Fair enough.
And Benue is one of the places that the bride parties are so cheaper. But they will tell that they are not seeing their daughter. But don't lay your hand on their daughters.
Thank you.
That's like my people. Mm. So when the father of the bride is giving you his daughter, he says to you, and you know, Efik Man is proud. He will say, I've sent her to school. She's very educated. So you will not say that you sent her to school. I sent her to school. She's graduated. Depending on how many degrees or whatever she has and where she has gotten to in life, he will say all of that to say, and points to a room in the house and say, this room is her room forever.
She can come back anytime.
If we hear a whisper that you even scratched her, we're coming to get her and we're taking her back. We're not selling our daughter to you. And that's why this bride price you've given us, we're giving it back to you. So they don't take anything.
So
they collect it just for the cameras and then they give it back to you.
Oh.
And then they give you that stern warning. God bless you, let her have brothers. And then they hear that you push her small.
Hey.
They will come and push you too and then take her. Yes, they're very protective of their daughters. You know, in my place, women have rights. We own land.
Yeah.
We sit as heads of families. Yeah. So I'm older than my brother. Even if I were older than him by a year, I'm 6 years older than him. When my mom passed, I was the head of the family at that point. I ran things.
Chief Mariam.
no chief. But that's what I'm saying. The woman is given her respect, due respect.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
So I like that.
It's a thing in my place. So our women are very revered. And that's why people say, Calabar women are too pompous.
Calabar women.
But that's because they're given, from the get-go, they're made to feel like human beings equal with their brothers. Wow. So, and that's why you meet a Calabar man, you're good to go, because he cook, he cleans, and he, you know, yes. And you know, and same thing for the girls. We cook, we clean, and we good, we smart. So we're not afraid, we're not looking over our shoulders. Anyway, we're almost out of time. Quickly, we'll take a few calls, maybe one or two, and then we'll wrap things up. All right. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Just alive.
Yep. Yes, my name is Daniel. I'm first of Lagos.
Oh, Daniel, we're gonna have to let you go. Your line is very, very, very bad. Hello, what's up, Lagos? You're gonna be my last caller. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything I want to say is this. My grandpa said, don't cut a foot above your truth.
Yes.
So, Anna, you matter how you do welding, your welding can never be the best in this earth.
Yeah.
And how you are welding also is low, it will not be the worst welding in this earth.
Exactly.
So, cut everything according to your size and do it according to how you will feel it.
Yeah.
Fantastic advice.
That's a very good way to end the show today. And I want to appreciate everybody.